Hello, listeners. I'm Shamir.
And I'm Josh.
You're listening to one of the greatest educational podcasts of all time, The Road from College.
Better than anything you've ever listened to, Shamir and I will be discussing in this third episode of the series, RAP, the Repayment Assistance Program. But before that, let's do a little recap of what we've covered so far.
Last episode, we talked to our guest from Student Financial Services about what they do and how they help students navigate their way through the entire OSAP process, from applying to repaying, and they offered us many resources and pieces of advice to help students not only calculate what payment plan works best for them, but also to what to do and where to go if they cannot pay back their OSAP.
That's right. And remember, the goal of this entire series is to help you listeners out there navigate your way through all the resources at your disposal, as well as all the contacts and people you will have to go through to finally get rid of that pesky student loan. The other purpose of this series is to remind you that no matter how hard things get, or how big and daunting the loan can be and feel, you are not alone. Shamir and I are students as well. There are many others like you who have this loan looking over their shoulder. And the most important thing to remember is that there are so many people out there who are more than willing to help out.
That's right, Josh. Now, for this episode, we are going to be focusing on RAP and exactly what it is, how it helps, and how to navigate through the entire RAP process. But first, Josh, I do believe it is time to hear from some fellow students as well.
That's right, Shamir. Time to hit the campus and find out what our fellow York Lions have to say about RAP.
Hey, just a couple of questions. Do you mind?
No, I don't. Go ahead.
Thank you. Do you know what RAP stands for?
I believe it is a Repayment Assistance Program.
And do you know what exactly they do?
Sure, but I believe it's some sort of support.
Do you know where you apply for it or what the application process is like?
To be honest, I haven't applied, so I don't know.
Do you know how one might be eligible for RAP?
I'm still not sure, but I think it would be something related to their income.
One final question, please. How come there is so little awareness around RAP?
Probably there's hardly anyone who applies for it or talks about it.
Thank you for your time. Okay, Josh, let's head back to the studio.
And just like that, we are now back in the studio. Home sweet home. All right, Shamir, it seems that there isn't a lot of information students seem to have about RAP. If only we knew two handsome podcasters that could enlighten our listeners a little on what RAP is all about.
Well, until we find them, I guess they'll have to settle for us. Let's start with what RAP means. First, there is RAP, and then there is also RAP PD, which is RAP for those who have a permanent disability. RAP and RAP PD are meant to reduce your monthly payments so you are able to overcome your student debt.
Your monthly payments would be reduced. Or, you might not have to pay at all, depending on your financial situation. Enrollment is not automatic, and you have to reapply every 6 months.
And to qualify for RAP, you have to reside in Canada. Also works if you are a reservist deployed abroad. At least 6 months have passed since your graduation, or full stop. And lastly, all your student loans are up to date.
To see if you qualify for the zero payment option, the option in which you don't have to pay any of your monthly installments, we recommend you check out the family income threshold for $0 payments on the Canada.ca website or the fact sheets, both of which will be linked with this episode.
So how does RAP actually work? Well, to navigate you through the process, first there are two stages of RAP. The first stage is when the Government of Canada and your provincial government will pay the interest owing that your revised payment does not cover. This may last for up to 10 6-month periods or 60 months during the 10-year period after you leave school.
The second stage is when you complete stage 1, or if you have been in repayment for over 10 years, after leaving school, through graduation, or due to a full stop. During stage 2, if you continue to experience difficulty meeting your repayment obligations, the government will now begin to cover both the principal and interest that exceeds your reduced monthly payments. As long as you remain eligible for RAP, the balance of your loan is gradually paid off, and repayment obligations will not exceed 15 years or 10 years for people with permanent disabilities after leaving school.
It is important to note that once you have approved for and received a Stage 2 benefit, or a RAP PD benefit, you cannot receive additional student loans or grants until your existing loans are paid in full. However, you can still get interest-free status for your existing student loans if you return to school.
To apply for repayment assistance, complete an online application through your National Student Loan Service Center, NSLSC, online services account. You must register for an online account first if you do not already have one. Or you can download and complete a RAP application and mail or fax it to the NSLC posting address.
If you're applying for RAP PD and would like for disability-related or exceptional expenses to be considered, you can complete and submit a disability-related expenses form with your application. Also, if you have Canada student or apprentice loans or student loans from provinces that have an agreement with the federal government, the applicant may need to only fill up one application to apply for both the Canada RAP program and applicable provincial RAP programs. The application will also cover interest relief for some provincial loans as well.
If you have a provincial or territorial student loan from a province or territory that was not said, in some instances, you may need to contact your provincial or territorial student financial assistance office to find out about their repayment assistance programs. You can apply for RAP online through your NSLSC online services account. Once again, if you do not have one, you can register for one online. You can also download the RAP application, fill it out, and mail it to the National Student Loan Service Center, or fax it, at National Student Loan Service Center, P.O. Box 4030, Mississauga, Ontario, L5A 4M4. We will link that in the episode as well.
Now for the actual RAP application. It is quite straightforward enough. It is a 3-page PDF file that asks you to fill out certain things like basic contact information, income received during the month of signing this form, total gross family income, total outstanding balance for all student and apprentice loans combined, and it's pretty much straightforward. Once it is filled out, you will mail it or fax it, and then if you are eligible, you will receive RAP.
One more important process to go into detail is that when setting up your NSLSC account, you need a MFSSA number, which is 10 digits, and which will be given to you when you receive your letter from the NSLSC after you graduate or come to a full stop. From there, you will go online onto the NSLSC website and start the process of creating an account, which is very easy. You'll be given step-by-step instructions on the website itself throughout the whole process. If you ever have any questions, then you can email or call the NSLSC and they can help you from there. In this episode, we talked about RAP and how it is a financial assistance program that eligible people have to reapply for every 6 months. The financial assistance ranges from interest relief to fully covering the interest and principal, depending on family income circumstances. And the RAP PD, for those who have a permanent disability, can have a certain amount of their monthly payments reduced or covered, depending on the expenses they have to use to cover their disability needs.
Now, once again, RAP comes in 2 stages, and you can apply for it by downloading an application that you can send to NSLSC by mail or fax, or you can also apply online. In the next episode, we are going to be covering debt rehabilitation and the proper way to navigate through that. Once again, we'd like to thank everyone who supports this show and makes it possible. And most of all, we'd like to thank our listeners, Josh. Remember to breathe, you're not alone, and there are many out there who can help you.
You'll get through this, all of you. Now Shamira and I will be signing off but we will be around next episode, so be sure to tune in. Bye-bye for now.